do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live outies. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours talking about Trump, talking about all kinds of bullshit.
Ooh, yes.
Some polls.
Ooh, look at my poll.
You said poll. That's about it. I mean, that's not it. We're going to talk about a fuck tonnery of stuff.
Show's over, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Crabdiving.com/Amazon for your Amazonian needs.
Oh, yes. For all your needs.
Not like Wonder Woman's sisters and
oh,
shit
yes.
on that island, but
why were they Amazonians if they lived on that island? What wasn't that island in the Pacific or wherever the fuck it was?
Yes.
So why are they Amazonians?
Well, they weren't. I was just there.
But they
have
another. Right?
I thought they have another name.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know. Does anyone know who the fuck Wonder Woman is? Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Oh, the now retired Hollywood hick would be all over that.
Oh shit, we would have been shamed.
Wonder Woman aficionado.
I'm gonna beat you up.
Paradise Island.
Yes.
And Princess of the Amazons.
Damn.
So there you go. Paradise Island must have been somewhere in the middle of the tropical rainforest.
Or else she was born in the Amazon and moved to Paradise Island.
Maybe they named the rainforest after the island.
Oh, shit.
Like New York.
Right. Well, I mean, the possibilities are limitless because, like Jesus and God and all that crap, we're talking about fiction.
Or Birmingham.
Oh, Birmingham.
Named after another place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, it ain't.
Fuck you.
It's from the Confederate General Alfred E. Birmingham. Birmingham.
Fuck you.
Birmingham.
Eat my dick.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media during the show if you're listening live at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, and the Twitter especially. And join our wonderful, fuzzy, warm, and welcoming.
Yes.
Facebook community.
I'm fuzzy.
just tiny little hairs away from 18,000.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Friends, close personal friends.
What are we going to do at 20,000? What happens?
We'll mention it on Facebook.
Yep.
Maybe.
Nothing else happens.
No.
But doesn't something happen with Facebook? Don't we get a new, classification?
No.
I thought you did. So.
Maybe. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Probably doesn't mean anything.
Maybe we get the ability to broadcast live.
Don't we have
on their
that?
Video.
Don't we have that?
Not technically. If you go to our Facebook page, my name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
If you go to our Facebook page, on Crab Diving Podcast at Crab Diving on the Facebook. There is a link. There was a link. There is no longer a link. I gotta work on that shit. There is a way to put the stream.
Ooh, yes.
On there, but there was a tab for a while. They've changed so much fucking shit on goddamn Facebook, on the pages at least.
Yeah.
That, I think I remember, in fact, having to remove that because it wasn't working no more.
You know, I don't think anything happens. I just looked it up. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens at 20,000?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think so.
I know our page has no violations.
Yay!
Amazes me.
Right. Well,
we get some butthurt trolls on there. And
yeah. But aren't they fake for the most part?
But there are, yeah, those are the ones that gang up on pages. Like,
oh, shit.
There's a horrible injustice done to one of my favorite pages, Editorial and Political Cartoons, it's
yes.
called. And, you know, right now in the United States, the vast majority of editorial and political cartoons are going to be anti-Trump. Sorry, conservative bitches. Sorry. It's just the way it is. You are not the majority in this country that love Trump. You are 20-something percent.
And I'll add this. You're certainly not the majority of artists. I'm sorry, but you aren't.
Right.
I mean, that's funny.
So, elsewhere.
Yes.
I'm just seeing a bunch of shit now that I shouldn't have gone and looked on Facebook.
Right.
But I'll look into putting our stream back.
Ooh, yes.
If we can.
Oh, so you guys can
jump into our stream anytime.
Right. Perfect.
From the Facebook page. Otherwise, just go to crabdiving.com/listen.
Right.
Or /live, right. Even though we're not live.
Is that
22 out of the 24 hours in the day.
Oh, okay. Is this how Dave Dobenmeyer broadcasts?
He does Google Hangout.
Oh, yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Or
right.
YouTube Google no, Hangout.
Google Hangout,
some shit.
Now I remember. Okay.
Let's see what's going on in the old headline Aruno's, and then we'll get to the stuff that we want to talk about.
Oh, yes.
The intern is poised to jump into my lap. I'm ready.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 28th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, yeah, so we do the Lord.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Former governor.
So
of
is,
Maine.
Right.
While he was governor, he left that message.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For a fellow lawmaker.
And he left one crazy message for a journalist, right? He said something horrible to the journalist, and he said, please record this message and play
this.
It.
Something. Yeah, I don't remember.
And the guy did.
over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post,
yay.
The headline says Puerto Rico braces.
Oh, shit.
First hurricane since Maria.
God damn it. I wish you could do something like fire a nuclear weapon into a hurricane to just make him go away.
Puerto Rico. God. We love Puerto Rico. Water, big water, ocean water.
You know, I think in terms of hurricanes, for that type of natural disaster, I mean, everybody has to agree that Trump has served up a big ol' F, right? He's failed. He's failed with shit, with the hurricanes. He's not a great hurricane president.
Well, remind me what he got a D-minus on.
I don't know.
And passed.
I don't know.
But
he's failing at the hurricane thing. God damn. I mean, he sucks.
Dorian, the first hurricane to hit Puerto Rico since 2017's devastating Maria, was expected to make landfall this afternoon.
Oh, God.
Pounding the East Coast with rain and whipping winds.
Ooh.
The storm strengthened to a Cat 1.
Oh, okay.
At about 2 p.m. local time as it barreled over the U.S. Virgin Islands. Oh, Trump met the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes, he absolutely did. Didn't he meet the president of Puerto Rico?
Toward Vieques and Culebra.
Nine!
The Puerto Rican islands, sometimes called the colonies of the colony.
Oh, that's nice.
Whatever that means. Off the eastern coast of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes.
The storm had been expected to veer south, but apparently Bale, who's controlling the hurricanes being flung at us.
Satan?
Decided to say, fuck you, Puerto Rico, and go north. Obviously an anti-Trumper.
Right.
Because Trump thinks this is, for some reason, the Puerto Ricans are inviting this hurricane despite him.
How fucking, how much longer can people live in Hurricane Alley? Because if the storms are only getting worse and
super
worse.
Hurricanes,
I mean, what the fuck? At what point are you like, you know what? Fuck this. No more hurricanes. But shit, you got earthquakes everywhere now. So where are you going to go?
You're
fucked.
You just got to live in these like titanium domes
that Mark Zuckerberg
live
has
underground or whatever.
All those oligarchs have those underground shelters. And
so there you go. They're trying to brace and gird some loins for a possible.
Well, it's a Cat 1, man.
Hurricane, yeah.
It's a Cat 1.
We laughed off at 2 here, if I recall.
Right.
Last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
The 3 that dwindled to a 2 before it hit us, fortunately, if I recall. Right. At 3 is when the locals seem to start taking notice. Like, I remember the first Cat 1 that hit here.
Nobody gave a fuck.
And I was all like, you know, checking my batteries and water and everything. And everybody was like, what? What's wrong with you? I remember even asking across the street about something. Or didn't you ask, what are you guys doing to prepare? And she's like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Not one fucking thing.
So,
they're nonplussed.
So, yeah, when it gets to a 3 is when people start waking up around here.
Right.
Maybe considering to do some shit.
Yes.
Put up some boards.
Oh, God. What a big pain in the ass. You got to find something to cover all your windows. Dude, that sucks.
And some of our neighbors just never bothered to.
You just leave them on
half
there.
Of them off.
Absolutely.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Thank you.
A really cool kind of a wide angle, very ultra HDR picture.
Right.
Of, looks like the Fed Bank, maybe.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, you know.
30-year rate under 2%. Second headline, rich stop spending.
Yeah, guys.
We did that story yesterday. Nobody's buying those million-dollar cars at the Monterey Car Fuck Fest.
So wait. So if rich people stop spending their money on bullshit,
it means nothing.
Well, the only thing they'll do with their money is put it overseas in some weird account.
It already
right?
is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leads to CNBC. The U.S. 30-year bond yield falls to record lows under 2% as global recession fears grow.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday I thought we did that similar story, and today we're doing it again over at the Drudge. So
the story is the forecast for the economy is downright fucking shitty, right?
Ain't good, yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
A large slowdown at best.
Are we going to be reduced to the barter system?
We kind of are. Look at, although they've turned into giant evil corporations, look at your Ubers and your...
Oh, yeah.
Those are getting more bartery.
Yes.
I mean, people really are being paid slave wages now.
Oh, yeah.
To drive. At one point, it was good when they were wooing people to get into their scam. But then the markets just became... oversaturated. Right. Now there's a gazillion Yelp drivers and
they dropped their percentage.
Yelp.
Uber
Lyft,
drivers. And they dropped the percentage that the company gives them for driving, and sometimes they cut their incentives.
Yeah.
I know it's crazy, but people don't like incentives cut because they're incentives.
Right.
Their
app is cool.
Yes.
But that's all they're providing.
Just the app, not the fucking car.
Right. Or insurance, or any of that shit.
I mean, they do You do sign a thing with Lyft that says if somebody throws up in your car and you take a picture of it, they will pay you $200 to get
that,
it cleaned.
I know that one, yeah.
So that's something, I guess, right? I mean, that's some type of insurance.
You go out with your friends a lot, and some of them have weak stomachs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yakking in the car if you have a dog.
Well, if
like,
you throw...
Like the late, great Kate, who used to barf every time, almost every time she got into a car.
Well, if you puke in an Uber, automatically the company charges your car $200 or something like that.
If you puke?
Yes, you get a fucking bill.
Uber doesn't provide that to the...
Not really.
See,
they don't.
It's just ridiculous.
You know, I know a guy.
They're a middleman.
A friend of mine in L.A. had a job. His job, he sat at home and he reviewed puke pictures from Lyft. That was his gig.
I've got an idea. Let's get socialist. How about a government-funded application that does the same thing and hooks up drivers and
that would be great.
Cut out all the profit to be made.
That would be fucking great. You know, they have that in DC, but with bicycles. It's really cheap. You can, ride your bicycle from station to station. Just leave
it in Chicago, too, right?
They have that now.
Borrow bikes. And LA, they're doing. Well, now they have those fucking scooters in LA, which, from what I understand, are a scourge because, unlike bikes, those are on the fucking
like
sidewalks
a zip,
everywhere.
A zip scooter?
Yeah. Okay. You use your feet to scoot on them.
Just fucking walk, man. I mean, are they really that fucking fast? I don't mean to be a dick.
Yeah, just walk. The other headline at the Drudge says the rich stop spending.
Perfect.
And Buffett hoards cash.
Okay.
Warren Buffett hasn't stockpiled this much cash since right before the financial crisis.
When you said Buffett, I was like, Jimmy?
Wasting away
that?
Again.
God.
A wealthy man in his own right.
Who has more money? Warren Buffett or Jimmy Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett has his own Air Force. His own fleet.
Warren Buffett has $122 billion in cash.
Jimmy
allegedly.
Buffett wrote Cheeseburger in Paradise, and all the rednecks love that shit.
He's reportedly hoarding a record $122 billion in cash.
Ooh, jeez.
Leading to some speculation that he sees a recession on the horizon, or at least is sending some kind of warning.
Well, wait. Warren, why don't you just not do that and stop freaking people the fuck out?
Bloomberg said that Buffett's favorite gauge of the stock market, the market capitalization to GDP ratio, doesn't paint a pretty picture at the moment.
How much is Warren Buffett worth again?
A lot.
Yeah. $560 million. That's Jimmy Buffett. That's fuck ton.
He's doing good.
I mean, is that's not more than Warren Buffett, though.
No, Buffett has billions.
Why do these guys have so much fucking money? This is ridiculous.
He's the Berkshire Hathaway guy. Personal. Well, that's it at Berkshire Hathaway is he's hoarding that money. He has personal worth of $80
billion. Oh, my God. $80 billion.
Whatever that stupid ratio I just talked about is that the GDP to capitalization to market cap. Ratio ain't good right now, and
right.
The last time that happens is before the .com bubble, bursted in the early 2000s, and then when the real estate market went and the whole economy went in recession during George Bush's tenure. After he did some tax cuts,
he put
a $1 trillion war on Obama's credit card.
George Bush wasn't a Republican. Wait, he was.
Not by today's standards.
No, fuck no. That's true.
He'd be running as a moderate Democrat right now.
Well, listen, Warren Buffett, I'm worried. I hope you're able to weather this recession and you don't go broke with your $80 billion. Warren Buffett is hoarding money?
Well,
his
Berkshire Capital is hoarding money.
What an asshole.
Where most of, and about half of Berkshire Capital's money is his. So
why hoard it? What are they doing? Trying to protect all their fucking money? I mean, every fucking cent?
Well, they think the recession is going to hit and all the stocks, all their assets are going to go bye-bye. So let's put in a big old pile of cash.
Okay, okay.
Let's hang on to that.
Yes.
You know, if we lose a quarter of our 80 billion, we're going to only have $60 billion. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? It is bullshit, though. Warren Buffett does that, and then everybody gets scared. And it makes, like, a recession inevitable, right?
Well, no. Although this article did suggest that maybe he's sending a message, so I don't...
Yeah. I mean, what's his message? What's his message? Winter is coming, or what the fuck?
Well, I mean, he controls hundreds of billions of dollars of other people's money.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's saying, I don't think we should be investing right now.
Oh, okay.
Because Trump is president.
Right.
And the Republicans gave us, rich people, big, giant, huge tax breaks.
Ooh, yes. I mean, maybe no one should be doing anything. Maybe this is where we're at right now. It's not safe to do anything with this lunatic as president. It's not.
Bill Gates, $102.7 billion. Just so you know.
Bill, I was using your products today. I was did a lot of shit on spreadsheets. I sorted. I expanded the selection. I did some formulas. Thanks so much for all you're doing.
Wait, is Jeff Bezos... How can Jeff Bezos still be worth $109 billion after
he got divorced? I don't know. These guys, I'm not saying, I don't know what Jeff Bezos' story is. I kind of don't fucking care. But doesn't it seem like some people just walk ass backwards into fucking money? You ever feel like that?
Well, sure.
What is it? Luck?
Well, some of them sprout forth from privileged vaginas. Oh, yeah. So they have a couple hundred million to start with.
Yes.
Koch brothers.
Right.
Trump.
Trump was getting paid $300,000 a year when he was a toddler, right? We learned that.
A real toddler.
A real toddler.
Not just behaving like one.
No, not a rapist toddler, but a child toddler.
But I don't know, this latest thing says that Bezos is still worth $109 billion.
Oh, my God.
Could be.
I mean, he shouldn't have that much.
Website where he sold shit.
Why isn't Amazon broke up?
A good idea. Kudos. Right.
Oh, yeah. But, like, why not break Amazon up, dude? They're just getting bigger and
bigger. Well, yeah, we used to have antitrust laws. We used to have, as Elizabeth Warren says, referees on the field. And the conservatives have systematically for generations now whittled away
right
at the power of the referees. And some of these assholes, Koch brother, want to get rid of
rules
altogether.
I just remembered one of them died. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, you play poker, right?
Yes.
You know when you have a lot of money, it's called you're the tall stack, you're the big stack.
Sure.
And then because you're the big stack, you have this huge stack. You can go and bully everybody off the fucking table.
Absolutely.
And that's what these fucking guys are doing. Why isn't Amazon broken up? How does it help me to have one fucking company do all that shit? How does it help workers? Mm. They should be broken up, man.
Oh, this is bad news.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
We have
serious face on.
A television personality and a professional driver died yesterday in Oregon trying to break the land speed record in a jet car.
A jet car? Okay, let me explain to the listeners what a jet car is in case you guys don't know. A jet car is a car with a jet engine in it, right? And maybe it looks like a jet.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? I knew that. Jeez.
And it has wings, but they're angled to reverse the lift. They don't. You don't want to lift off.
Somebody died.
In a jet car. Two people died.
I tell you what, I would never get in a fucking jet car. You can fuck off.
Television personality and professional driver. Oh, it was her by herself. She's both of those people.
Okay.
Jesse Combs died Tuesday in Oregon trying to break the record. She was 39. The cause of the crash still under investigation. It was in a dry lake bed.
I know why they crashed. Because they were driving an insane fucking vehicle they should have been driving. They were driving a jet car.
It mentions here, for those that don't know, jet cars are race cars propelled by jet engines.
Well, no fucking shit.
She was widely known in the niche sport, one would think, of jet car racing. Yeah, kids don't pick up jet car racing at the local park.
How many different fuck? You know, there are a lot of different niche types of racing. There are a lot of, there's stock car, there's drag.
Yeah.
There's, is there anything else? That's all I know.
Well, there's Formula One. There's
what else? That's it. NASCAR.
Mini cars. There's dune buggies, every kind of vehicle you can think of.
But those cars all go fast, right? They all go fast.
Well, that's the goal.
But it wasn't good enough for these people. They were like, I need the fucking jet car. Why?
She was trying to break the women's land speed record of 512 miles an hour. Holy fuck. Set in 1976 by Kitty O'Neill.
How much?
512 miles per hour.
I mean, where do you... I guess they were in a lake bed. Why not a road?
I guess... she... she holds the record as the fastest woman on four wheels.
Right. Well, listen, I don't...
Because O'Neill
had
a three-wheeled vehicle.
Yeah. I'm trying...
But the recently deceased said, or had the record for fastest four-wheel vehicle.
Yeah.
Woman.
Wow.
398 miles an hour. Why is it... forgive me, but why... can't women drive just as fast as men?
I don't know.
Why do we have these ridiculous records?
I know. I know from...
Why are they separated by sex?
Yeah. I think... I don't know. I went in a race car, some type of race car one time with somebody else, and I was watching this dude drive, and it is very physical. I mean, there is that. Yeah. I don't know what that, you know... I don't know about... I personally think all this stuff is insane. I don't know what you get out of it. I hate driving. It's like yours. Imagine your sport is essentially a really long drive somewhere. That's it.
With all left turns.
And you can't. Yeah. And it's not
unless you're doing Formula One or like a Grand Prix where you're driving through the neighborhoods like in Europe.
But it's not comfortable, right?
No, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
And don't you have like a catheter and like a shit bag and stuff?
Oh, yes.
And the really long ones?
Catheter, shit bag, a book to read.
So that's sad news.
Oh, yeah, that is. I mean, I just don't understand why people are on these fucking jet cars. I didn't even know that was a thing. Jets are...
apparently it's not a very frequent thing since the previous records from the 70s.
So maybe this is the first time they're like, hey, listen, let's go break this jet car record. I'm not doing anything right now. Do you want to go do that? I guess.
Well, she's a driver, professional driver anyway. So
yeah. It's so dangerous.
Also, one of the headlines here that before I close the drudge, I'll use this link, but I had the story anyway because it's a big one. Right. It's all in red on the Drudge Report.
Ooh.
Shock pull. If I had a nickel.
Yes.
Every major Dem beats Trump by at least 9 points.
You know, I hate that we live in a world where this is news. Why wouldn't they? As far as I know, the Democrats running are not white supremacists. But our president, in fact, is.
This is a Quinnipiac, one of the
Quinnipiac
more respected polls.
Ooh, yes.
That says if the 2020 presidential election were held today,
yes,
54% of registered voters say they would vote for former Vice President Joe Biden, while only 38% would vote for President Donald Trump.
Damn! Wow. God,
that's depressing, though. 38%.
It really is. It's depressing that it's news that I saw somewhere that Mayor Pete beats Trump.
Well,
you know,
next is Bernie Sanders, who is up by 14 points.
Oh, shit.
Over Trump. So that was what, 38, 54, 16 points.
Yes.
That Joe Biden is up. Bernie's up by 14.
Right.
Next is Elizabeth Warren, who would beat Trump by 12. Next is Kamala Harris, who would beat Trump by 11. And
wow.
The fifth is South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, leading by 9 points, all outside God. Of the margin of error.
I mean, imagine if Mayor Pete beats Donald Trump. This is a mayor from Indiana, dude. That's like David and Goliath, not to go biblical, but, you know.
He's going to, well, maybe Davey and Goliath?
Yes.
Hey, Davey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your Trump's a dumb guy.
Wasn't that a, that was a Latter-day Saints thing. Wasn't that a Mormon?
No, it was. It was absolutely, it's Mormon show? Propaganda. You know?
Hey, Davey. 14 is good enough.
Yeah.
That's the age of consent.
Meet my sister wives.
I think you should have multiple wives.
Mm.
Looking at all of the matchups, Trump is stuck between 38% and 40% of those top five.
Oh, okay. 38% and 40%.
According to Quinnipiac, 56% disapproval rate of Trump right now.
Oh, shit.
38 approving.
God.
Down up to for disapprove and down to for approve from a month ago. So he lost 2 points in a
right.
month.
Wow, he lost 2 points in a month that he threatened to buy Greenland. What else did he do this month?
Well, and this one is going to scare him.
Okay.
Because for the first time since he was elected, more voters say the economy is getting worse than getting better.
How could you? I don't even, you know, wouldn't normal people just say, yeah, the economy's getting worse because every news story is like, our economy's ready to take a shit.
It's fake news. They're forcing it.
Yes.
The fake news is forcing us into a recession.
The whole country wants to go into a recession just to make Donald Trump look bad.
Make you look bad.
It's fun to say, hey.
Nobody has to do anything to make him look bad.
Oh, and it's the same reason that hurricane's coming to Puerto Rico.
Right.
To make Donald Trump look like shit.
I'm just going through
it. It's bananas,
I'm briefly
dude.
Scanning his tweets. This morning's Festivus. Don't you work, for fuck's sake.
Well, I mean, he doesn't read. You know, I don't know. What is work for him at the White House? He watches Fox News. He yells at Stephen Miller. Begs Ivanka for hand jobs. That's his day.
10 hours ago, the infestation of bedbugs at the New York Times office. And he's quoting OAN. What
wait,
American
wait, wait.
News?
He's saying there's an infestation at the New York Times of bedbugs.
Apparently there were bedbugs at the New York Times office. So he's putting that up there because people were talking about the bedbugs at Doral.
People were talking about the bedbugs at Doral because Trump wouldn't have the G7 there.
The infestation of bedbugs at the New York Times office, quote OAN, was perhaps brought in by lightweight journalist Brett Stevens, a conservative who does anything that his bosses at the paper tell him to do, exclamation point. He is now quitting Twitter after being called a bedbug. Tough guy. He's a piece of shit, to be honest with you, Brett Stevens.
I know this guy.
A conservative dickbag that writes for the New York Times.
But am I understanding correctly, there was an infestation of bedbugs at the New York
there
Times.
There may have been, possibly, mm-hmm. and it might have been in Cleveland, yes.
But you know, Trump, the difference between bedbugs...
That's a deep cut Carter Page reference.
That's anyway, a lovely one, you know. But you know, your resort in Florida is a fucking hotel where people go and they rent a bed from you to sleep in. So if you have bed bugs, it's a big deal. Now, if the New York Times has bed bugs, I mean, I guess it sucks for the people that work there. But other than that, who gives a shit?
Somebody probably went to the Doral and then came back to the New York Times.
Yes, absolutely.
The story that the reason Brett Stevens is in the news and quitting Twitter is because he's the fucking poster boy yesterday of white conservative squealy butt hurt.
Wow.
When on the Twitter, this guy's a college professor at some college somewhere.
Okay.
He's got like literally like 100 followers.
Right.
Like hardly any followers at all. And the story was, he was commenting, he shared the story of the New York Times having bed bugs.
Okay.
And he said, kind of, yuck, 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 I know, they've had bed bugs for a while. It's called Brett Stevens. So this guy tweets to his 100 followers.
Yes.
Or so. Then proceeds to get... No, I want to find the fucking story.
Yeah.
Then he proceeds to get a email.
Okay.
In his personal email.
From the White House?
From Brett fucking Stevens.
Oh, okay.
All but hurt.
No.
That this guy tweeted and called him a bed bug.
Some dude with 100 followers called Brett Stevens a bed bug.
Yes.
That's the story.
Yes.
Hey, Brett, I...
And Brett's... But the story is that not only did Brett Stevens send him an email, this I'm trying to find the actual butthurt email, but... here it is. He copied the head of the university.
Oh, shit.
He copied this guy's boss.
Oh my god!
The provost or one of the bosses or the provost.
Okay.
So he's trying to get this guy fired
for tweeting
that he's a bed bug.
He called this guy a bed bug, and now he thinks that guy should be tweeted.
Dear Dr. Karp.
Okay.
Brett Stevens here, conservative journo warrior.
Oh god.
Of the New York. I'm making this up. Here's what it says. Dear Dr. Karp. KARPF.
Okay.
Like Pfeiffer.
It's very strange. Oh, yes. I guess it's not that strange.
Dear Dr. Karp, someone just pointed out a tweet you wrote about me. Calling me... I should do it much more whiny.
Oh, yeah.
Calling me a bed bug. I'm often amazed about the things supposedly decent people are prepared to say about other people they've never met, on Twitter. I think you've set a new standard.
Well,
you called him a fucking bed bug.
What am I supposed to do? Everybody that you interact with on Twitter, everybody you retweet, everything you like, I need to know those people on a personal fucking level.
Brett Stevens is a horrible conservative, has said some racist, anti-Muslim, horrible shit has written in the past. I have no doubt he has been called everything that's out there in the lexicon of country that you can call someone, yet somehow he gets a taint cramp.
Ouch.
Over bed bug.
Well, I mean,
from a guy with 100 some followers.
So
who now has thousands,
right,
by the way.
So this Brett guy, if he had not said anything about that tweet, no one would know about it, probably. How did he even see it? How do you see a tweet from a guy with 100 followers?
He's probably looking at his own references or something, somebody told me. He's probably sitting there looking at his own mentions.
Well, he's like, this person yesterday at 207 commented. They said I was a bed bug. That's what he's obsessing on? Listen, I know on the internet, people can call you worse things, can they not?
Oh, yeah, there's more.
Okay.
I would welcome the opportunity for you to come to my home,
meet
my wife and kids, talk to us for a few minutes, and then call me a bed bug to my face. That would take some genuine courage and intellectual integrity on your part, I promise to be courteous no matter what you have to say. Maybe it will make you feel better about yourself. Please consider this a standing invitation. You are more than welcome to bring your significant other. Cordially, Brett Stevens.
I get a plus one?
And he responded, the bed bugs are a metaphor. The bed bugs are Brett Stevens.
Oh, shit.
That's the original tweet.
Yes.
The bed bugs are a metaphor. The bed bugs are Brett Stevens.
That's it.
That's the tweet to which Brett Stevens is now self-immolating in the town square.
Again, works at the Times.
He's a New York Times conservative columnist who writes horrible conservative shit.
Doesn't he have thicker skin, though, really?
He's a Republican. He's a conservative.
Oh, I see.
So, no, of course he doesn't.
It's always Festivus. Some guy you don't know with 100 Twitter followers called you a bedbug. That's it. This is the dumbest fucking shit ever.
Oh, now I want to look this guy up. Go follow at Dave Karpf. DaveKarpf.
Yay.
Go follow him on the Twitter. I want to see how many he's got now. How many followers? 28,000.
Damn.
Followers. Thank you, Brett fucking Stevens.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he wrote an op-ed for the LA Times. I made a joke about Brett Stevens and bedbugs. His response was never about civility. It's true.
Yeah.
Especially when you copy this asshole's... when this asshole copies this guy's provost, his boss.
Oh, yeah,
He's trying to get him fired.
He's being vindictive.
For calling him a bedbug. This isn't racist. This isn't Nazi. This isn't a death threat. This isn't any of the above.
I don't even know what that insult really means. You're a bedbug. Okay? That means I'm a parasite of some sort. That I'm impossible to get rid of. I'm a parasite. And I show up at places where you're the most comfortable and I ruin your fucking life.
Well, this guy's good.
Ouch.
He's writing, his basic premise is this is never about civility. It's about power.
Yeah.
Brett Stevens emailed me and my provost because he wanted to impose a social penalty on me for making jokes about him online.
Oh, my fucking God.
That is not a call for polite, civil, rational discourse. It's an exercise in power. He wanted me and my employer to realize I had offended an important voice at the paper of record. When powerful people demand civility from those with less power, what they're really saying is they expect obedience from their lessers.
Yes.
And that's the whole problem
with
conservatism. Lessers. They view others as their lessers.
Right.
All the way down to the moron votes Trump.
Right, right.
Who's on welfare, which is fine, but who votes Trump and thinks Trump is going to help him.
Yeah.
And even though Trump and the Republicans are going to take away his welfare.
Absolutely.
And his health care.
The you know, somebody like you described, the Republicans aren't interested in them existing.
No.
They don't give a fuck. Eddie Munster never gave a fuck.
Oh, but they need them to vote to keep them in.
Yeah. So they need them alive.
So they tell them that the black people are.
Oh, yes.
Less than them. That's that Johnson quote, right?
Right.
I don't know the specifics of it, but. You can basically get a white man to vote for you by convincing him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That black people are his lesser. Or you can find someone that is their lesser and make them the enemy. Right now, it's the refugees.
Yes.
And specifically Hispanic people.
I mean, I've heard Trump make the connection.
The side of Muslim.
Oh, yes. I've heard Trump make the connection that this shitty economy. It certainly has something to do with Mexicans and asylum seekers. I mean, he makes that case with no fucking evidence. Isn't that fascism?
Oh, yeah, totes. Authoritarianism. So, yeah, go check out the LA Times op-ed written by Professor Karpf.
Oh, shit.
which is hilarious. He teaches classes in strategic political communications.
Hey, go to the White House, dickhead. They need your help.
He even says, I often joke that it's my job to have a professional opinion about the latest Twitter storms. But then Brett Stevens, a New York Times columnist, emailed me on a Monday night, CCing my university provost, to scold me over a milquetoast joke I had made on Twitter about bedbugs at the Times.
And you're talking about Twitter. So this guy, this lunatic, saw his tweet, looked at his profile, figured out where the motherfucker works, and wrote a letter, and then figured out his boss and copied his boss.
He said, talked about how it went viral and everything went crazy. He said, people are now calling me the bedbug professor. I really hope that name doesn't stick.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to.
It might.
That is amazing.
But wear it as a badge of honor.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it humiliates the whiny little pissy baby shitbag Brett Stevens.
What are the
How dare he
yes.
send it to his boss?
It's insane,
this, again,
dude.
Is not Islamophobia, racism, homophobia. This isn't the attack upon a marginalized, beleaguered
yes.
member of society, discriminated upon.
But
this is calling a chosen member
yes.
of the public.
I'm the chosen one.
Who
fuck you.
Writes opinions. He's not even just like a journalist. He's an opinion writer, I do believe.
Right.
So he's putting his opinions out there and thinks, how uncivil of you to call me a bedbug. I want to tweet at him and just say, okay, you're right. You're not a bedbug. You're a cunt.
Yeah. Do
you're
you like
a whiny
that
little piss baby cunt. I'm sure
most
we're
certainly
far way too late to the party. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said
oh, he
that
quit.
To him.
No, he quit Twitter. I forgot.
Oh, okay. How sad.
Brave.
How sad.
A brave alpha male Republican.
Oh, yes.
I'm leaving Twitter because you guys are being mean to me.
Look at my dick.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to be funny.
I'm just trying to look at some of these responses. Yeah, he up and quit.
Oh, that's sad.
Up and quit Twitter yesterday.
How sad. Somebody, we've lost another person from Twitter. Oh, my God.
This headline, Brett Stevens insulted by a professor.
Oh, yes. It's fucking hilarious. This guy's in the New York Times. Why does he give a shit?
Well, exactly. And again, you said it, I said it with the, what else is out there?
What
is this
idea.
Guy?
Oh, you know other things.
Every
Please.
Single column
oh,
he's
yes.
written, I'm sure.
Yes.
He's gotten tweets and hatred and piles of well-deserved slings and arrows
oh, yeah, yeah.
on social media.
Because sure.
he is a Republican dickbag. I'm
right.
trying to find some of his greatest hits, but.
I don't really know the fucking guy. Aside from this, I don't. I've never fucking heard of this guy.
He's not a total crazy, you know.
No, he's
Fox level kind of lunatic. He's on NBC a lot,
right?
He's on MSNBC
yes.
as the never Trumper, you know, intellectual conservative
oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
something.
That's
like that.
That's nice.
Like he doesn't like.
Is he a normal Republican? Is he a quote-unquote normal Republican?
I guess he can.
That's the bullshit line
yeah.
Bill Weld is trying to sell the universe. I think a normal Republican can beat Donald Trump. No, dickhead. That doesn't exist.
The other headline, Trump dismisses news of bedbugs at Doral Resort, blasts frequent mm-hmm, critic mm-hmm, Brett mm-hmm. Stevens as
Sad.
Loaded up with them.
Oh, yes. He's chock full of bedbugs. He's loaded up with him. I said that. He's loaded up with bed bugs.
He's one of these guys who it's like a little bit the enemy of my enemy, but he says some horrible shit.
Oh, yes. But they all do, don't they?
Right. I mean, what saddens me is if we went back 3 years, Rick Wilson would be Satan's left nut to us.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he really would be.
Absolutely, dude.
He was the one of the propaganda meisters of Bush and tried to get Romney and stuff like that elected.
We have politicians in this country that don't want to give you a incest and rape exemption for abortion. I mean, there's some monsters. Number. There's a lot of monsters in this country.
Thanks for tweeting us. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. Yes. CRABDIVING.
Twat us.
There was a big story, but now they're saying that, that NBC News can't confirm.
Yes.
This was Lawrence O'Donnell last night.
Oh, I saw this shit. He already apologized?
I think he's apologized. Thinly sourced.
Oh, God. He already fucking apologized. Why would he say this if he wasn't sure?
Last night, I made an error in judgment by reporting an item about the president's finances that didn't go through our rigorous verifications and standards process. I shouldn't have reported it. I was wrong to discuss it on the air. I will address the issue on my show tonight.
Oh, nobody cares, Lawrence. You got it wrong. You don't have to have some fucking theatrical apology.
It was a great story, though. I put it up on Facebook. We'll have to take it down.
Yeah.
Put up a comment on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Update.
Because it was a real story.
Well, it was a great story if it was sourced and true. I mean,
he says he had one anonymous source
who was supposedly was it somebody at Deutsche Bank? Was that it?
Yeah,
who claims to have seen Trump's taxes and finances or some documents that some of these loans that Trump got from Deutsche Bank were co-signed by Russian oligarchs.
Yes. Which to me sounds fucking insane.
Right.
You know? So the idea is the only way Trump could afford these loans is if he got a Russian cosigner buddy.
Which would even, I mean, it was a bombshell because it was even more of a smoking gun that he's beholden to the fucking Russians.
Yeah. I mean, not to go after Lawrence, but he's like, how did he say his apology? What was it? He misspoke or something like that.
It wasn't sourced well enough, made an error in judgment. So he did. So, okay. He apologized for it.
Right.
And the difference between like a Lawrence O'Donnell and let's say, a Sean Hannity.
Oh, yes. There is no apology over it there.
Is that there would never be any kind of an apology. He did that one pseudo apology.
Yeah.
For the Seth Rich thing.
But that was because Fox made him.
But yeah,
right?
Wasn't it more of I apologize because they're telling me to apologize.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, you know, Lawrence should have just said, listen, I wanted to be first with this story and I didn't source it properly. That's what happened. But that's not exactly what he said. I mean, not that it matters, but, you know.
Right.
It's not an accurate apology, I feel like.
Well, and there still may be sources.
Yeah. But he rushed
maybe
it.
Maybe they're, you know. But he it didn't, was He didn't say we got the story wrong, right?
Yeah,
He said, hey, Maud. At Maud Gone tweeting us. Thanks for listening.
The Danke.
Retweeted Judy Davies, who says Mr. O'Donnell did not say the story was not true.
Yeah. So why is
he
apologizing?
That he shouldn't have reported it.
So interesting.
So, we'll see.
God.
Oh, another. She tweeted another one. O'Donnell may be baiting here to double down late.
Oh, three-dimensional chess. Everybody's playing three-dimensional chess.
Trying to get Trump to. He's laying out some. A Russian hooker on the ground and seeing if Trump will bite.
But what would it do? I mean, if Trump.
Or urinate.
Oh, yes. If Trump found a Russian hooker and put her on a bear mattress in the middle of the Grove, in Los Angeles and copulated with her,
ugh,
I don't think it would matter.
Oh, are you kidding?
They'd love him for
it. Yeah, yeah.
So what's he doubling down for? I don't know.
So I guess, you know, still TBD. Maybe right. Lawrence jumped the gun a little bit, but I guess, the story ain't dead. It's like the dossier, the P-tape.
Right.
This hasn't been totally disproven.
Is Christopher Steele a fucking liar?
Has not been. That wasn't his job, despite what the Republicans say.
What, to make sure that it was true?
Well, some of them think he was hired to just write fiction.
Dude!
To just write some lies about President Trump and the Russians.
Here's how I understand
this. By Hillary. Yes. Hillary dictated him.
Mm-hmm. Here's how I understand Christopher Steele. He was looking for opposition work, working for Hillary Clinton, right?
No, originally they were working for a conservative group that was anti-Trump in the primaries.
Shit. Oh, okay.
Then Trump started winning the primaries and started winning, and whatever candidate I think that group was backing, then they switched to Trump, so they were like, we don't need you guys anymore, thanks
for
playing. But then Hillary's campaign picked up from there.
Right.
Or the DNC or somebody. Yeah. They were like, well, sure, you guys are doing Oppo. We'll take it.
Yes.
And then Christopher Steele, the story is allegedly, started hearing such disturbing things from his contacts that he went to his boss and was like, this is some really crazy shit.
He did the right thing. That's how I understand, right?
And that at no point did he say, this is 100% verified.
Yes.
I have 7 witnesses corroborating evidence, paper trails on all of this. It was an outline of people he talked to, his sources. This is shit they said.
Yes.
And that's all the dossier says. It doesn't say this is 100% verified.
Yeah.
He says, this is what these people told me, and I've trusted their info in the past. That's it.
Right.
But he was so allegedly disturbed by it that he took it to his boss, and then they said, well, we got to get the FBI. We should hand this to the FBI.
God, that's...
At which point somebody... That's how McCain somehow got wind of it. And McCain... like literally flew to London himself to get there something.
Yeah.
Because he heard about this. I don't know.
He's
not
a healthy guy. I mean, I assume he wasn't when he flew to London. God damn. Why not send somebody else? Send Lindsay. I mean, that's crazy.
What's going on there? We got, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
We're at the top of the hour.
Oh, that's right.
Just about here.
Yay.
We've got another story. I'm getting another story right here. This one is disturbing. Although I think Trump has already tweeted about this one and said it's fake news. It's not true. Basically, the story is that he's telling people, I want my wall, I want my wall.
You're not getting a fucking wall, dickhead.
And if any of these people are wanting to fight the land, the eminent domain bullshit.
Oh, God.
Just take it and I'll pardon you.
Wait. He wants people in Texas to just take people's property, take it from them, kick him out, and then wait for a Schittler pardon.
Washington Post, fake news. President Trump is so eager to complete hundreds of miles of border fence ahead of the 2020 presidential election that he has directed aides to fast-track billions of dollars worth of construction contracts, aggressively seize private land, and disregard environmental rules.
Oh, perfect!
According to current and former officials involved with the project.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Current and former officials involved with the project.
And we don't even have, environmental impact statements about the border, right? About a wall going up.
Oh, he doesn't care, yeah.
Yeah, between here and Mexico. We don't know what that's going to do.
He also has told worried subordinates he will pardon them of any potential wrongdoing they have.
How is this
Should they have to break laws to get the barriers built quickly?
Oh, my God. If you break the law, I will bail you out. I'm the president. How's that legal? How can you encourage? How can you order people to break the fucking law?
Well, that's what he told. He didn't tell me to pardon him, but we know he's already ordered people to break the law. He ordered McGahn.
Yeah. He ordered people at the border.
Yeah, to fire Mueller. Or to get Jeff Sessions to quit so that he could fire Mueller.
And then McGahn went back in his office, talked to somebody and said, quote, he wants me to do some crazy shit, right? He said something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 9 hours ago, Trump tweeted, we are tracking closely Tropical Storm Dorian as it heads, as usual, to Puerto Rico.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
What a dick. They aren't wishing a storm on them. They're in not a great place for hurricanes.
As it heads, as usual.
As usual.
What a pain in the ass.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Puerto Ricans are to Trump.
We got hit with another hurricane. I'm so sorry, Donald. I don't know what to tell you. We're all living in huts now.
FEMA and all others are ready and will do a great job. When they do, let them know it and give them a big thank you. Not like last time.
Oh, my God.
That includes the incompetent mayor of San Juan.
Oh, shit.
So he's comforting the people of Puerto Rico to tell them, don't worry about it. We're going to do just as good as last time.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, here's some shit I'm going to fling at that nasty woman who doesn't like me.
God, that's crazy. That is insane. I can't believe I just heard all that shit. He took a shot at the mayor of San Juan.
Oh, my God.
He really did. Jeez, man.
Then he tweets about what's going on over across the pond.
Yay. What does he know about Brexit?
Equal craziness. Crazier, I would argue, because they're closer to the guillotine than we are here.
Perfect.
With this Brexit.
Right.
That Bojo has asked the Queen,
okay,
to give Parliament some time off,
right,
and then they'll come back some point in October,
right,
but by the end of October they're going to need to be Brexiting.
Which means what?
That they should be kind of working until then.
And setting it up. And like,
now, I guess it's kind of, you know, they usually take a break, or they frequently take a break at this time of year.
Yes.
They go off for 2 or 3 weeks.
The holiday.
And then they come back.
Yes.
They go out to hang with the people and they come back.
Right.
But it has frequently happened where they don't, because they got shit to do.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
One would argue that the Brexit is some shit.
Well, fuck, man. Our Congress went home. Our Congress went home and left us with this shit. I think that was bullshit, man.
So Bojo has the ability as Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to call, it's a formality, calls the Queen and says, will you declare that we get to go on vacation.
Hello.
And she says, I declare that Parliament goes on vacation.
How much does she get paid a year, the Queen?
Well, she has personal assets of billions that she gets to live off of.
Oh,
but she
perfect.
Also gets a salary as a royal.
Wow. She gets a salary? She has billions of dollars to live off on, and then she draws a salary for doing nothing? God damn.
Yeah, tell me how monarchy and are the way we practice capitalism is different.
I don't know. I guess not any different.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
She's got bazillions and bazillions of dollars taken from, couple of millennia, let's say, from the people of Britannia.
Right. And meanwhile, this Prince Andrew just gets to hide in the castle.
Right.
He doesn't have to come to America to talk about the bullshit he did with Jeff Epstein.
And what qualified her for this position and for these billions?
I scrabbled forth from a vagina. A very special vagina.
So how different is that from your Koch brothers, from your Trumps?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
to
not.
Scrabble
I mean,
forth from
well, I mean,
vaginas.
I would say, is the queen obsessed with religion and that kind of bullshit?
Well, she's the head of the Church of England.
Oh, how stupid! Good God, what does she do?
I don't know. She lights the candles at Westminster
Jesus
on
Christ,
Sundays.
Man.
I don't. She does. She waves.
Yeah, yeah.
She has meetings.
Is she busy? Do you think she's busy all fucking
well,
day?
Well, I mean,
she
I
just sits there.
I do think that she does a lot. She's she and you know they do a lot of things.
Yes.
But I have no doubt that she works 1,000 times harder than Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
She doesn't have executive time.
Oh, yeah. Do you think the queen was like, Harry, don't go out dressed like a Nazi?
I don't think she... He was here in the States, wasn't
oh, yeah,
he? At,
yeah.
a, at a college party or
what
something?
What a fucking idiot, man.
So, yeah, so Bojo said, Your Majesty, will you dissolve Parliament for a few?
Yes.
She's like, all right.
No, I don't care.
She's already said, yes, all right.
Of course.
They were speculating. She doesn't have to. But
yeah.
They were speculating. They're like, oh, God, let's hope the queen tells them to fuck off. But it's not what one does.
And it's vacation. You going to tell her to not take a fucking vacation? Please.
But this is Boris Johnson in typical conservative fashion saying, fuck your democracy and fuck your debates. I'm getting my Brexit, my no deal Brexit on October 31st, no matter what, because he's not giving them time to debate and maybe try to pass something real quick or to put in a vote of no confidence against him or all kinds of shit. Maybe try to force an election before the Brexit.
Yeah, this is some Republican bullshit.
So that they can try to delay the Brexit because he knows that now the Brexit would lose. It would lose. If they put it to another referendum, just like what hopefully is going to happen here in 2020, the lunatics that voted, well, I just want to shake things up, or in their case,
God.
I just want to shake things up a bit. I never thought it would win.
Jolly good.
Remember all the clips we played after Brexit?
Dude.
After they voted, of people with awesome accents saying, oh, I never really thought it would win.
They voted
as a protest vote.
Yeah. They said some wacky shit. But, I actually heard someone say, I didn't think it would count. Or
right.
Like that. I'm like, what?
It was like a fuck you vote to the system. But they didn't think it would win. They just wanted to scare everyone.
Well.
Give it a few votes.
Mission
guess
accomplished.
What? Next thing you know, yeah. And the Brexiteers, within a month, I believe, after it was they voted it, it was found out that they were lying about almost everything. Like every number, every economic forecast,
yes,
every bad thing that was happening to them by the evil EU telling them what to do,
right,
was a lie. That's out there in public. They know it was a lie, just like our Iraq war.
So why don't
it was a lie?
So why is it a question that it wouldn't be voted down then if they know it's a lie?
Because the Brexiteers are still saying, look at all the brown people that the EU is going to force us to let in.
But they know Brexit isn't going to work anyway.
Look at all the brown people the EU is going to force us to let in.
Imagine you're that racist. You're that racist. You want to fuck up a whole planet. Because, I don't know, you have some weird ideas about people that aren't white.
And that, you know, sovereignty bullshit. Just like they scare the idiots here with the UN. They're going to come in and tell us what to do. We're going to be getting UN or EU tattoos forced upon all of us.
Sovereignty? I mean, not to sound like a nutball, but somebody just told me, what's his face is worth $80 billion. I'm not in control of shit.
We don't want some unelected twat in Brussels telling us what to do.
Is that a quote?
It might as well be. I'm sure, yes.
A twat.
But that's their feeling.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's dumb.
Just like here.
If you,
we don't want nobody from the UN telling us what to do.
I mean, if you're going to blow up the whole fucking planet, that's going to be on the backs of poor people and, you know, minorities. Right?
Yes.
You know. That sucks.
And no one knows really what's going to happen. It could possibly lead to total economic chaos, mostly for the British. This is them shooting their own dicks with a nail gun.
So wait. Why was Brexit originally a thing?
Because the evil EU shouldn't tell us what the fuck to do.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Economically, we don't need them. They didn't want to follow EU rules.
Are you against the EU?
No.
I mean, because I like it. When you go to Europe, your euros work everywhere,
well,
right?
And, yeah, and it gave them what Trump hates, an economic power block.
Right.
Where they could band together and have some stakes in the global
right.
game.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, how much is Belgium going to be able to go up against the United States in
None.
Any kind of trade deal? How much?
None.
You know, so, again, typical conservative fashion.
Boo.
They don't want people sending duly elected representatives.
Yeah, yeah.
That may challenge their corporate rule.
Or maybe they understand the situation, you know?
So,
it sounds like a lot of people over there don't understand the situation or didn't when they first voted.
Well, right. Just like here.
Didn't anyone?
They vote Trump because Trump said, fuck you to the system.
Oh, yeah. That's
fuck
true.
You. And that's what they say.
Do you remember when Trump said, I don't have time to be politically correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't have time to not be racist. I didn't know being racist actually saved you time. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, there's, you know, two G's in that word.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it right. So he tweeted, Trump tweeted, that's
yes.
With the Brexit backstory now and with Bojo's ridiculous rule. I mean, they're organizing massive street protests right now.
Oh, shit.
In Britannia over having their democracy taken away.
Holy fuck.
By a right-wing dickbag who, by the way, the way they're, you know, this parliamentary bullshit works.
Yes.
He's not elected. Theresa May left and his party.
Oh, I see.
Which is like a tenth of a percent or something.
God!
Elected him. They have to form a coalition and get all the other, you know, conservative-ish or whatever groups together to support a government. Then they elect him prime minister.
Is there a good government out there?
Well, I think this is better than ours because you can, you know, hit flush.
Yeah, you can. That's true.
At any point.
Right.
Whereas here, we're stuck with Trump until next November or next January 2021.
God.
Thanks,
Nancy. Thank you.
So, it's going to be Ireland is not ready. Ireland was trying to work with the EU on getting special status.
Right. To go through a checkpoint.
Right. But then people in the EU are like, why the fuck are you giving Ireland special status? I want special status too.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Just because the Britons are a bunch of stupid assholes and voted for the Brexit.
Why should we suffer?
Why should we have to suffer?
I agree with them.
So it's just, and 100% based on lies.
Yeah.
And xenophobia.
Oh, it's perfect.
Economic lies and true xenophobia.
Yeah, that's what ours was, right? And Russian bots.
Which were also instrumental in Brexit.
Yeah.
Cambridge Analytica
right.
started their bullshittery with Brexit.
Wasn't that their practice?
What do you mean?
They practiced, and then they got it right,
and
they
great
came
job.
Up
yeah.
country. I heard some fucking dude say that in front of a computer during that documentary.
And then did they have the secret tapes of the Cambridge Analytica dude? Did they play those at all? Where he was like,
no.
What conversations were secretly taped, and he was saying, I mean, literally, like, oh yeah, well, we can overturn the election. Who cares? Kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't play those tapes, I don't think. It's crazy. It's crazy. What they did show was Mark Zuckerberg lying his ass off wherever he was testifying at Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Senate or the House? Probably the House, right?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Don't know. We might have done both.
But Zuckerberg was testifying, and these guys are listening to what he's saying that worked at Cambridge Analytica, and they're laughing. They're like, this is not what he said. This is not how things went down.
And now the guy that was Trump's social media director who helped liaise with Cambridge Analytica is his campaign manager.
Is that like beard dude, with the beard, the lumbersexual type?
Yeah.
What an ogre. Sorry, you're associating with the Trump reelection campaign.
Again, before he was like a kind of a nobody. It's one of these who nobody would work for Trump's campaign. So whatever company he worked with, whatever data company he worked with that then joined the Trump campaign, he was enough of a ball licker that now he's running Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
A couple years
later. That's crazy.
And making gazillions of dollars.
Yeah. And he's interviewed on television shows. I've seen this guy on TV all the time. He's like an authority of bullshit.
Oh, thank you, Maud. Gone. Breaking news.
Yes.
Gillibrand out.
Oh, shit. Kirsten what happened?
Gillibrand, she probably figured out she wasn't going to make the next debate.
Womp, womp. Well, that sucks. I don't know. Can she run for something not president? Is that possible? She was popular, right? I mean, like a percentage, but she was still popular.
She was. You know, she was... I liked a lot of the shit she said.
Yeah.
I do have to admit, I still... You know, she's still kind of the Al Franken person for me. Like, one of the ones that spearheaded running Al Franken out.
Yeah.
And then after that article that was out like a month or two ago about that whole thing, it just makes it kind of even, you know, he should have, you gotta investigate these things.
Yeah. Right.
But the credibility of a couple of the accusers was called into question.
Did the Democrats investigate this?
Or
is it just public opinion, and they were like, fuck it, get out of here.
Yeah. But she was the first one and very vehement to go public and say that that Franken should resign.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, investigate me. Bring it.
I remember. He called
for
it.
I want a full and open investigation.
He called for it.
I'll testify, have everybody ready to do it. And then they said, no, get out. So,
well, Kristen, you know, you got Al Franken out of there, and now you're out of the presidential race. What happens? What happens now? What's your future?
The so that whole, I think it was it Vanity Fair article or whatever, was very
I feel like it
questioning
was.
of whether Franken should have been as summarily dismissed as he was. But it's so hard because, I mean, you can't.
You know what it is? It's the shame. And you can't. If you really think Al Franken did it, then you investigate.
Right.
You know? Investigate it.
I mean, it shouldn't. But one does question that one of the accusers is like a right-wing radio Trumpist person now.
Right. And I would say this, if the tables were turned and the accuser was a left-wing radio person, that would matter for the right.
Trump
they would
didn't
be
want
to
judge on
mind.
His case because he's of Mexican descent.
This is a problem. Yeah, this is a problem with Democrats. This is the problem. Yeah. We hold ourselves to these fucking standards that nobody else does. Meanwhile, Rome is burning. Rome is burning, but you kicked out Al Franken. Great. Wonderful. Good job, dickheads, that guy.
So thanks for tweeting us about Kirsten Gillibrand.
I mean, it's like
on her way out.
You really can't give a shit what the Republicans bitch and moan about, you know? So what? They were bitching and moaning about Al Franken. So fucking what? Investigate it. And they're going to bitch about something. They're Festivus.
Hashtag stop the coup is trending about Britain.
Oh, wow.
They're saying it's a conservative coup.
That's what we had. I am fucking sorry. That is what we had. We had a foreign government come in here, bankroll a bunch of bullshit through the NRA, all these media gulags, these fucking Russian bots, cheating, voter suppression. Hillary Clinton was elected. Hillary Clinton was elected president.
Yes.
And she ain't president.
Right.
The people did not get what they wanted. We were couped. That is a coup. I'm sorry.
Also, trending on the Twitter, apparently people are quite happy about this. Hashtag Tulsi didn't qualify party.
Ah!
They're throwing a Tulsi didn't qualify party on the Twitter. Apparently, obviously, she didn't qualify for the debates.
Come on. Could anybody in Russia do something for you?
Today must be the cutoff. Maybe today's the cutoff, and that's why
everybody's
dropping Gillibrand's out. Like, all right, I'm done. I didn't make it.
Can't Gillibrand run for something, though, seriously?
Well, she is a senator.
Okay.
I don't know if she's up for re-election. I don't think she is.
Yeah.
So okay. I think she's good.
Right.
Until 22 or 24.
That's nice.
Maybe. I could be wrong. I don't.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure. The other news, I don't have this in front of me, but did you see that the other, there's a Republican Senate seat from Georgia up for re-election
in
2020.
Oh, shit.
And that's why people were like, Stacey Abrams, what are you doing to us?
She wants to work for that.
Well, now there's two. Because whoever the guy, let me get the guy's name, the other Republican senator of the state of Georgia
is retired.
Oh,
okay. Good, that's
so
good.
Now there's going to be two of them.
Well, Stacey Abrams has said she's not doing anything like that. She's working with this organization that goes to battleground states to make sure elections are fair.
She was trending earlier, though, because people are like,
run for Senate.
Yo, Stacey, there's now two spots that are going to be open.
Run
in Georgia
for Senate.
Get rid of Moscow fucking Mitch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what the Republicans did in Georgia, that is a coup. What? I mean, that's a coup. Brian, what's his name? Brian Kemp?
Yes.
He cheated in the open. It was blatant. He's a Secretary of State in charge of that election. And he won. And there was questionable bullshit the whole fucking time. That was a coup.
Right. But then, you know, we took a little bit of it back in the midterms.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting the House. I mean, imagine what a shit show this would be if we still had Speaker Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Speaker McCarthy.
But the crazy thing is, yeah, you got a couple of seats back, but we're not doing that anywhere. We're not suppressing the votes of dickbag lunatic evangelicals.
No.
Why? Sometimes I'm like, why? Do you want?
Because in the states that the decent people are in charge, they don't have to. You don't have to suppress evangelicals in California.
No, not at all. Just here. And that's never going to happen. These evangelicals.
And there may be a little bit more racism here. I'm postulating.
Well, wait.
Just postulating that.
Let me check the weather.
Not that it's not everywhere.
Yes.
Trust me, it's everywhere.
Right.
But it may be slightly more concentrated here in the South.
Yes.
Look at the time. Show's flying today.
Oh, shit.
Stacey Abrams has already said our thoughts are with Senator Isaacson and his family. Oh, I guess I wonder why he's maybe it's illness or something.
Yeah.
Leader Abrams' focus will not change. She will lead voter protection efforts in key states across the country, make sure Democrats are successful in Georgia in 2020. While she will not be a candidate herself, she is committed to helping Democratic candidates win both Senate races next year. So
Wait a second, Stacey. I don't understand what you're doing. You're helping other people become senator, but you could become senator.
Senator Johnny Isaacson, who, I mean, is from Georgia. Republican from Georgia. So,
yes,
you know, have a little base of what you got from him, but he's not one that's really that makes a lot of waves. Do you know who Johnny Isaacson was?
I've never
if I would have said that name,
guy. Not once. I never heard of him.
But he is retiring.
Yes. Sad. Sad. What are you going to do with all your free time, dickhead?
His Twitter. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican, Georgia Committees, Veterans Affairs, Chairman of the Ethics Committee in the Senate. Wow.
Wow, geez. What's that like?
Chairman of Foreign Relations.
Yes.
HELP. I guess I have to look that one up. And Finance. Keep comments family friendly.
Well, you better not have Schindler comment. The nerve of these Republicans. Keep what family friendly?
Your tweets.
Oh my God.
Your responses to his tweets.
Yes. Everything's a sandbox. Little children are going to be reading Twitter.
Oh, it
Twitter.
Is health issues. So, okay. Well, we're sorry for his health issues.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Stacey Abrams run and
takes. Oh, he has Parkinson's.
Oh, that sucks, man.
So,
that blows.
But yeah, Stacey Abrams might. We got to be able to find a couple of awesome Democrats in Georgia that can
I
take out these assholes.
I lived in Georgia for a long time, and people have said that statement that you just said a lot. They say it a lot, you know. And it's Stacey Abrams. I'm sorry. We got a great candidate. Why doesn't she run? She run for Senate.
I guess she doesn't want to be senator. Or
what?
Maybe a few of the, I'm just speculating, but maybe a couple of the front runners have said, wow, you'd make a great VP choice.
Would you? Damn. I mean, would you rather be a VP or a senator? I'd rather be a senator.
Yeah, but
man.
If someone like her, you could turn the VP into...
She'll be president.
The P, yeah, after a term or two.
But what's Stacey Abrams going to do? She's going to be vice president? What does that mean? You're Mike Pence. You go...
Well,
you...
but Joe Biden.
Yeah,
it depends
true.
On who the president is.
Right.
As to how activist they allow the VP to be.
I mean, one day a week, you have lunch with the president, right?
With no, well, but no wife allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump doesn't want Mother Pence around because she scares him. Remember that story that Pence was like the Louis Gohmert of Congress when he was there? He was considered the dumbest, one of the dumbest there. And then, the story was that Mother Pence is the brains and the brawn behind the whole operation.
I mean, I bet if you went down, Mike Pence was in Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then governor of Indiana.
Right. God damn. If you went down if you ranked all the Congress people in terms of intellect, I mean, do you really think he's up there at the top anyway? He's still at the bottom somewhere. It's not like Louis Gohmert is killing him in trivia. You know what I mean? God, they're both fucking idiots, dude.
Unless it's barbecue trivia.
No, hell yeah. I'll use barbecue. You get your massages. I take
can't believe they don't let me barbecue. It's tyranny.
Hey, Mike, you can come over and get some barbecue, but you can't have any with a woman by yourself.
Right. We'll make sure there's no women
you sexist
alone with you.
Wacko, you sexist wacko. What if we have a what if Mike Pence is elected president someday?
Oh.
He can't be alone with a woman because he's a child? God.
Well, right.
What a wacko.
No one-on-one meeting with Merkel.
Yeah. I saw some of my fucking dickbag conservative friends from high school bitching about this. They're like, well, you know, in the real estate business, we do the same thing. We never let ourselves drive alone with female agents. He said this on Facebook. And it took everything in my power to not comment and say, why? Are you afraid she won't be able to resist your manliness?
Wow.
You're too much of a temptation, Fabio, or whatever, man.
Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Oh, okay.
His boat was involved in a fatal crash.
Oh, shit. Wait, is he okay?
He's okay.
Right. Oh, but other people died.
Two other people died.
That's nice. Jeez.
Or his wife was driving the boat when they crashed into another one on Saturday, but it was Saturday night. I was a passenger in a boat that had a tragic collision with another craft that had no navigation lights on and then fled the scene of the accident.
No shit. Damn.
Two victims were on a larger 13-person vessel that was returning to a lake cottage when it allegedly rammed into Kevin O'Leary's boat.
So, okay.
A Florida man
right
on the bow of the larger craft was struck in the head and instantly killed by O'Leary's boat.
So O'Leary's boat was not being piloted properly.
No, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had
another boat crash.
Navigation lights.
Oh.
The other boat didn't and hit them.
Oh, fuck. That's horrible.
Another passenger was rushed to hospital, but sadly passed due to her injuries.
God, was it staff? Was it his staff driving the boat?
O'Leary's wife passed a DUI test, which was standard.
Wow.
So there you go. He says, out of respect for the families who've lost loved ones, and I fully support the investigation, I feel it's inappropriate to make further comments. So.
Right. Sure.
Yeesh.
Kevin O'Leary, though, he's like Donald Trump, but in Canada, right?
Yo, he's pretty well hated in Canada.
Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, listen, I'm sorry about your boat and all your shit, but you're still a dickhead.
He has a morning show. Or
that's right.
Like he's on the Today Show of who wants to Canada look at his... or something like that.
I like him on the Shark Tank when he's being an oligarch asshole, and I can yell at him for that. But do you want to wait? Do you want to have a cup of coffee? And look at his face in the morning? No, fuck no.
And he's an asshole.
He's a total asshole. No offense, Kevin, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon when you go to buy shit at Amazon and use our link. And yay, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
And muchas gracias.
Oh, oui, oui.
A nuestros amigos.
Oh, yes.
Who do.
Right.
Also in the news, we did that, the polls. Did you see, we did the story about the sad Alabama Republican Party that, voted,
the party of butthurt
that wanted, they want Ilhan Omar,
right?
The Republican Party of Alabama voted that they want their congresspeople of Alabama to tell Congress, the United States Congress,
right,
that they want Omar ejected.
She's brown!
From the Congress.
But she's brown!
We did that story, I don't know, yesterday, the day before.
I think it was yesterday.
Alabama Republicans approve resolution calling for Ilhan Omar to be expelled from Congress.
Good God!
And we talked about the guy that sponsored it. I forget his name, but he's like cartoonish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, marriage between a man and a woman.
Boy,
kind of shit on his Facebook page.
Oh, lovely.
From somewhere in the middle of fucking Alabama.
Yeah.
A state representative, Republican, state senator.
Good God.
Fuck you.
He's the one who also, remember we saw on his Facebook feed, he sponsored the... you need to drug test if you want your welfare law.
But they've done that before many times.
Oh, others. Yeah, yeah.
And they're finding that most people on welfare aren't on drugs. That's the simple
truth,
they
catch
right?
like zero or one.
In how many?
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
But remember here in Florida, didn't an old buddy of Rick Scott's get the contract to do the drug testing? When they did that law here.
And that's why he wanted it. It's always a buddy.
It's always corruption and graft.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now Ilhan Omar has responded.
Okay.
With a great tweet. She retweeted the story from The Hill that said Alabama Republicans approved resolution calling for Ilhan Omar to be expelled.
Yay.
She says, sorry. And she adds them, Alabama GOP.
Right.
HQ.
Yes.
It's ALGOPHQ. If you guys want to tweet the Alabama GOP.
Right.
Sorry, ALGOPHQ, but this is a representative democracy. I was elected with 78% of the vote.
Damn.
By the people of Minnesota's 5th District not the Alabama Republican Party.
So what's their point?
If you want to clean up politics, maybe don't nominate an accused child molester as your Senate candidate? Question mark.
I love it. See, they don't like that.
Oh, God.
They do not like that, especially from a woman, right? Inside Fun Parts.
Muslim and a black woman.
Right. They do not dig it.
She says all the bad things about those nasty Jews. I mean, I love Jews.
She talks about racism.
I love Israel. I don't like Jews, but I like Israel.
She's racist. It's like, you know what it is? It's like these wackos, these right-wing nut jobs. They think the only reason racism exists is because someone points out racism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, reverse racism.
That's, you know, it's impossible to contend with someone that really believes that.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how you do it without pharmaceuticals. I mean, really.
Well,
you gotta pill up
Jesus.
These fucking Nazis. Oh, yes.
Jesus is their pharmaceutical.
Well, these religious people probably need to be pilled up, too. No offense, guys, if you're listening. But God damn. Enough with the Jesus.
I don't know. Is this good news? There's a report over to the Hill.
Yay!
Rather conservative leaning.
Boo.
At least they're... Well, no. Some of their op-eds are crazy. In a while. Right wing. But a lot of their news seems straight up.
Yes.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
Right.
They say is teeing up a post-recess showdown with Trump.
Oh, shit.
As he pushes for impeachment.
Oh, wow.
Behind the scenes. Nadler has fired off a wave of new subpoenas compelling former administration and Trump campaign officials to testify right after the House returns in September because they're on vacay.
But did Don McGahn ever testify?
Well, he's also seeking to challenge the White House's claims of executive privilege as he pursues witness testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn.
Because he was called. He was called by Congress to testify, and he just didn't because he didn't fucking feel like it. That's bullshit.
So the House General, well, he said it's because the president said it's executive privilege.
But he hadn't worked for the president.
The House General Counsel's office has filed a motion with U.S. District Court yesterday or Monday.
Yes.
Arguing for an expedited decision on their lawsuit that seeks to enforce the subpoena for McGahn's testimony.
Here's what I don't understand about the McGahn thing. McGahn is a private citizen now. He does not work for the White House, right?
Correct. He's so choosing to follow their request.
How does
request.
He claim executive
he's
privilege?
He's choosing to follow their request and their advice. And now he says, I'm waiting for the courts to decide. If the courts say I should go, I'll go. So he's not technically refusing, but he's trying to play it both
I guess
sides.
I'm a tyrant.
He's trying to play both sides. He's trying to... He's a, don't forget, he's Don McGahn. He's a Republican operative from way back.
Because if I'm Nancy Pelosi, I'm arresting him the second he's not there. I'm arresting him. I don't give a fuck. I'm Congress, motherfucker. Come talk to me.
Oh, this says that the headline over at the WAPO I just saw, near miss for Puerto Rico. So I guess it's not getting
It's only getting
the full
one.
Force, but
you
it's
know, like a one.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but, you know, what is that, rain and some wind?
Well, yeah. Some of them still don't have electricity, though. Yay, right. America.
God, I mean, that's in our country. I don't care how much water's around it.
And then, I mean, you know, Elon Musk is an asshole also.
Yes.
Sometimes stumbles into the right thing. I think he's kind of socially liberal, but he did have a great idea.
Yes.
To go in and use Puerto Rico as the model for 21st century renewable energy.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
He was gonna try to hook up people with these batteries that power your house and your car. So that you could swap them,
take
them out while your car's charging. You can charge your house battery.
That's what people do in Silicon Valley.
Right. And then you go home, you swap out the batteries, and your house is running, and you just filled up, you know, I mean, you're running off of these batteries.
I want that. Should all want that.
But how do private electrical companies make money?
I don't know.
What about the coal burning?
I'll see you out in the street with the flaming tires. We'll discuss it.
And they poo-pooed him.
Yeah. Why? What the fuck, man?
They poo-pooed him. Is your mouse flipped over?
No. I mean...
Oh, there's a weird... It looks like a red laser on the wall. Oh, maybe it's outside.
Yeah. It's off that car. It's a reflection.
Oh,
off
weird.
That car, yeah.
There's like a weird red...
strange.
Red shadow hitting you in the...
Maybe it's the sniper.
I thought your mouse had flipped, but then...
No. Dead mouse.
The lasers on the mouse are usually... Right.
Now, that car is very red out there.
Not as diffuse.
They probably voted for Trump.
So Nadler, I guess, is going to come out swinging after the break.
I don't mean to laugh, but like, okay, now's a good time.
Well, they knew it was, I mean, they're going to have to rely on the courts to, Trump's going to try to delay.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
Try to delay for the election and hope that they can cheat their way to win the election.
I mean, we're so far, nobody even talks about impeachment anymore. Nobody Nobody even talks about Mueller anymore. We don't hear anything about that. It's like we forgot that there's a fuck ton of evidence out there that our president colluded with a foreign power and fucked us. And we've forgotten.
Yeah.
I don't see. We're talking about Epstein. Nobody cares. It's crazy.
That Quinnipiac poll also, Trump is, underwater over with his handling of the economy. He was always above 50% on that one because people don't pay attention. They just think, they're telling me the economy's good. So Trump's doing a good job.
It's like when they say a Republican's strong on defense and a Democrat isn't.
Right.
It's garbage.
Or like every opponent for every Republican now, Trump says, they want open borders.
No, yeah, yeah. Well, and every Democrat.
Weak on crime.
Yeah, yeah.
But now he's underwater. 46% approval, 59% of his handling of the economy. That's not.
You know, this
that's
is
gone down.
Tough
that ain't good.
I'm not an election expert, but I do understand that you need to get the majority of the vote to win. Actually, you don't need to get the majority of the vote to win. You need to manipulate the Electoral College with Russia's help.
You need to get the majority of the vote in certain states.
Yeah, and you go to those states and you hold Klan rallies. You say things like lock her up and send her back and all kinds of bullshit. Right. Get the racists excited.
And with the disinformation job from Russia.
What do you mean? Hillary had rickets?
And there was also cases of where they were... The Russian bots were touting Hillary's 90%+ chances of winning.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so people
were like, fuck
out.
It, I'm not going to go. Yeah. She's got it sewn up. Fuck it.
Yeah. The most shameful bullshit of all that was when they came on at the end and claimed Hillary was unhealthy.
That threw out the whole thing. It wasn't just the end, but yeah. That was Alex
crazy.
Jones, one of the big ones.
Yeah.
There's like Parkinson's. Look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when she actually was sick, remember when she had pneumonia?
Yep.
And she still went. You know, the only reason she probably went to something with like full-blown pneumonia was because of the Alex Joneses and these assholes who were like, she's like, if I pull out of this because I'm sick, it's going to be headline news on Fox that I'm dying.
Yeah.
Foreign policy, 56% disapproval.
Damn.
Immigration, 59%
disapproval.
Yes. Near 2/3 disapprove of his immigration. Why are we putting kids in cages still? Why are we separating families?
Know.
Why are we still talking about a cunting wall when 60% of the people think this is all bullshit, the way he's handling immigration?
Because we have the rest of our country doesn't know how to deal with this fucking guy. That is why.
Yeah.
Trump is evil. Trump is evil. The Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. And the Democrats, I guess, can't do anything about it. So now we just sit here. We sit here while kids are in camps. Our system fucking sucks.
54% disapproval on trade. 53% disapproval on guns.
But wait, there's fuck tons of guns.
Right. But that tells me it's 38 to 53. So 38 are the gun nuts.
Yeah.
And by gun nuts, doing great.
And by gun nuts, are there gun nuts out there that disapprove of Trump?
There are people that are that have started to get angry with him for even talking about background checks and banning assault rifles.
And those are the people that you can never even float the idea that guns kill people. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And this amazes me. Approval of his handling of race relations.
What?
32% approve.
Approve.
So 32% are racists.
Or they're
in our country.
Or they're in a coma. And they voted ahead of time and have no idea. Or they just don't know anything. Are they dullards? 62%,
the highest of all these numbers, 62% disapproval
of Trump
on his handling of race relations.
I mean,
but still, 32, one in three people, one in three, let me say, racists who are one out of three people.
Midi sides.
Approve of his handling for race relations. Because I'm sorry, tell me, point to me a person who is not a racist who approves of his handling of race relations.
I would say point to someone who is not a racist that still supports Donald Trump. Show me. Yeah. Show me. Show me. And then have them explain to me how their feelings on race aren't contradicted by this lunatic.
An all-time low.
Yes.
Is people who say that Trump is doing more to unite the country than divide. This is an all-time low. Only 30% say he's trying to unite the country.
Is this an all-time low with any other president that's answered this? Or just Trump?
Probably just Trump, I would guess.
Because this is an insane question to ask our president, to ask about our president.
Well, that's true. How many presidents have been asked this? How many presidents have their politics only been to divide the country? And therefore, he hasn't been the president for everybody for a millisecond.
No, not at all.
In any capacity.
Fuck no.
Like some presidents do. They get there and they run on, usually they get more to the middle as the after primaries. And then they get to the presidency and they realize that there are, you know, is 40 to 50% of the country that doesn't agree with them. And they sometimes don't turn into authoritarian right-wing dickbags. They still try to get their shit done, but they don't commit crimes. You know, except
we don't have press conferences anymore in the
we don't need him. He's out yelling over the helicopter every morning. Why should they?
Because
why should he lie through to transitive property?
That's true.
When he can lie himself.
Well, it sucks.
And he's just hurting himself.
Well, but people can't hear they can't hear the questions. And so he has it all. You know what I mean? He has complete control over that.
Yeah, but look at how many times we play the shit he says with the helicopters compared to how many times we played Sarah Huckabee Sanders burbling her spewage. And her lies.
Oh, she's the worst person on the planet.
I mean, and get ready. She's going to be on Fox pretty soon.
Hey, Mike. Is Mike Huckabee listening to the show? Intern, could you find out? Mike Huckabee, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com. What did you do to create Sarah Sanders? What happened? What did you do?
What position? Or?
yeah. No, I mean, why is she?
I'm gonna steal.
She's a bag of shit.
I forgot the roast battle we watched yesterday from Jamar Neighbors and.
No, I don't remember the other person. What's
Akanisha? Akanisha.
What was the line?
She said, "Your daddy must have. When you were conceived, your daddy must have yelled Beetlejuice 3 times before he came."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was spectacular.
That's a great line. Shit.
How much attention have you been paying to the election campaign for president?
Well, you know.
A lot, some, only a little, or not at all. Or don't know.
Who are we asking? Just America?
Everybody.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm gonna
Then we break down Republican, Democrat, Independent. They break down men and women. They break down college educated and not.
Our country, a lot of people don't give a fuck. And I know we do a news show every day. So it's shocking. Nobody cares. I'm going to say just a few.
Well, it's not as depressing. People who say a lot, 47%. 30% say some.
Yes.
So that's 77%.
I've given it some thought. Do you want Donald Trump here?
16%, only a little. So, you know, one out of five-ish, six-ish.
Do you think they're white?
I don't know. Let me look at these breakdowns. Well, no. It actually looks like people of color are paying less attention right now.
Yeah.
According to this poll, white folk, 51% say a lot. Black folk, 41% say a lot. Shit. Hispanic, only 34% say a lot. I don't understand. How could you be Hispanic and not be losing your mind over what's going on?
How can you be anybody not losing your fucking mind?
Right.
I mean, almost a good plan is just not pay attention until the election and just vote Democrat. That's a great plan.
More Republicans say a lot than Democrats.
Yes.
56%. But then again, we also have to remind everyone that the number of people identifying as Republican is plummeted.
Yeah.
So when they do these polls and they say the Republicans, again, remember, this is representative of a much smaller group than it has been in the past, because Trump has driven people in droves to the independent, to register as independents.
Well, why? You know, that's so interesting to me. What are those people going over to the independent party think they're going to do?
They're still going to vote Republican.
Well, yeah. And
but now they just don't want the taint of voting Republican. So they're going to go into the booth and close
vote Trump.
Yeah, sure. And maybe, maybe.
But some of them might write in a name.
Right. And
but
especially
so what?
And especially women. Now, Trump has bigly lost white women.
I tell you, if independents truly cared about this country, they would go vote Democrat. They would do whatever they could to get this shit stain out of the fucking White
anybody,
House.
Yeah.
I mean, because vote for, the Green Party, or what is this? The Independent?
And that's where some
matter.
Of these Republicans are right. I mean, this is even Joe Walsh.
Oh, God.
Tea Party dickbag.
Oh, an asshole.
Says, you know, this is about the integrity of the nation.
No, it's not. If Joe Walsh is lying, if it were about the integrity of the nation, he would put his support behind the candidate that's going to win. That has the most chance to win. He would be campaigning for Elizabeth Warren.
After he loses the primary, if he does that, but primarying Trump is only good.
Yeah, yeah. For the Democrats,
for good.
Yeah.
All that primary Trump and are out there that are Republicans, the better.
Right.
Because now Joe Walsh is on every cable show. Bill Weld is on every cable show.
Yes.
Mark Sanford,
God
has
damn.
been cock teasing on every cable show.
I keep forgetting.
And they're out shitting on Trump. And,
wow.
And historically, when a president has been even a little bit primaried,
yeah,
from his own side,
yes,
it hurts them. That's how GW lost.
Oh,
because
yeah, that's
Pat Buchanan.
Right.
Sucked the nascent Trumpists from the party.
Yes.
And that was enough to scuttle GHWB's second term.
Yeah. But if they run during the general as a third party, will that hurt? Does that
not if
it'll split the Republican
them.
Vote,
right?
Right.
Look what happened in Utah. Evan something or other took a lot of the vote from Trump in
McMullen.
Evan McMullen. took a lot of the vote in Utah.
Yeah.
Running as the I'm not a rapist Republican.
Right. You have to say that, dude. Hi, I'm not a rapist Republican. Shit, man.
So, yeah, I mean, I fully support Joe Walsh and Bill Weld. Yeah. Joe Walsh actually may have slightly more cred because Bill Weld is, you know, kind of considered a little bit of a loon with the,
yeah.
I mean, so is Joe Walsh, but Joe Walsh is a right wing loon. Bill Weld is like a libertarian-y, middle of the roader kind of.
Oh, shit.
Gotta go. We'll pick this up again tomorrow, everyone. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some awesome stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. His Facebook page, Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website for his schedule, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. You know,
we never talk about your Facebook page you share your shows with
you. Oh, that's right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back and do this bullshit again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for buying shit for our Amazon link. We all love you long time.
Viva la resistance!
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
High holes should be quiet!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.